In the heart of our modern digital era, the haunting echoes of, "If only I had done this and that," reverberate as victims of cybercrime share their terrible stories. It is a phrase that, regretfully, has become a familiar refrain across the globe. From the depths of breached social media accounts to the chilling nightmares of stolen funds, these stories underscore a troubling reality: the often underestimated importance of implementing minimal cybersecurity measures. As society further embeds itself into the digital matrix, the role of digital security is larger than ever. Yet, for all its complexity, its essence can be distilled into a simple analogy: cybersecurity is to our online life what a parachute is to a skydiver. The risk of neglecting it becomes clear: if it fails to deploy on the first descent, the prospects of needing it again are slim. In a world where every click can be a gateway to potential hazards, the importance of integrating robust digital security measures falls on each individual or enterprise. A worthwhile investment in these digital parachutes may well spell the difference between a smooth landing and a calamitous fall. So, dear reader, in case you have decided to take your digital security more seriously, this article will provide you with a roadmap to the minimum essential precautions to be taken to ensure that you stand more secure than the average user. Not forgetting our corporate friends, they will also find a section spotlighting strategies and tools necessary to transcend the daily casualties of cyber attacks. Any Google search on digital security measures would provide ample information to fortify your online accounts, IoT devices, computers, and networks. However, the staggering amount of year-on-year successful cyber attacks around the world demonstrate that many might not have taken these steps, despite the available resources. I will try to shed some light on the vital importance of protective measures and explain how cyber criminals use and abuse their absence to perpetrate their crimes. By the end of this read, my hope is that you will be inspired to recalibrate your devices, incorporating some of the insights and recommendations unveiled in this article in your digital lives. Beyond the basics and the importance of cyber awareness. Firstly, a sobering truth: cyber attacks, whether on an individual or a corporation, are rarely personal vendettas. Often, cyber criminals cast a vast and indiscriminate net, ensnaring those merely for a lapse in basic security measures. Establishing fundamental minimal defenses, which we'll discuss shortly, will place you ahead of the curve, shielded from these widespread nets. For businesses, the challenge intensifies as, beyond foundational safeguards, fostering a culture of cyber awareness is paramount as human error remains the Achilles heel. Yet, even in this complex landscape, there exist straightforward, transformative steps to amplify an enterprise's digital fortress. The hard reality is that when cyber criminals set their sights specifically on an individual or business, and they possess the required expertise, the odds tilt in their favor. Corporations, given their expansive digital footprints, vast networks, multiple devices, and numerous employees, often present a more tempting and large attack surface. While attackers casting broad nets adopt a generic approach, those with a singular focus deploy meticulously tailored strategies, homing in with unwavering tenacity until they find a chink in the armor. And they usually do. It is important to note that in the perpetual digital dance of defense and intrusion, it often feels as though cyber attackers hold the upper hand. Why? Because defenders can only shield against known threats, while malicious actors tirelessly search for new vulnerabilities in both software and hardware. There even exists a market for zero-day exploits, a lucrative black market peddling vulnerabilities unknown even to tech giants and antivirus mavens. At the opposite end of that spectrum, we have seen the emergence of white markets, where these tech firms reward dedicated security researchers with bounties for spotting and reporting potential weak points in their products. But I deviate. Steering back on course, let's delve into today's core topic: the minimal digital safeguards essential for fortifying individuals' online presence against everyday cyber attacks, and the protective measures companies ought to implement for equivalent fortification. Guarding the digital gates: essential security steps every user must take. Digital security, often viewed as daunting by many, tends to take a backseat as users gravitate toward simpler, quicker options. The inconvenience of recalling numerous intricate passwords and enduring multi-factor authentication for every new device login is a deterrent for most. In today's digital age, the need to memorize even the phone numbers of our closest friends has diminished, raising questions about technology's impact on our memory skills, a topic for another discussion. Meanwhile, the ever-growing number of online accounts requiring unique credentials illustrates the overwhelming demand for user data, the lifeblood of most digital enterprises. In a prior piece, I highlighted that cybercriminals often find success due to our own lapses in security. By simply adhering to basic security measures, one can achieve a higher level of safety online. So, what's the next step? As a security expert, my primary advice typically leans towards maintaining a heightened sense of vigilance across all digital platforms. However, for practicality's sake, I'll outline the basic measures one should take to ensure a safer online experience than most. It is essential to recognize that not every online account demands the same security level. While the importance varies, such as an influencer prioritizing their social media account's security due to a vast follower base and the revenue they make from them, there are universal high-priority accounts like online banking and primary emails. Users should identify their most crucial assets, often referred to as the crown jewels, and prioritize their protection. For clarity, consider segmenting your online presence into two categories: vital accounts and everything else. Adopting a two-email strategy can significantly safeguard critical accounts. Experts recommend having a primary email dedicated solely to pivotal accounts, while a secondary email serves all other functions, including casual communication and registration for less vital platforms. Such an approach not only fortifies security by limiting the exposure of the main account but also curtails unsolicited emails like spam or wide-cast cyberattacks. In the realm of digital security, the widespread distribution of email addresses has become a boon for cybercriminals. Amassing millions of email addresses, these perpetrators cast wide nets of illicit schemes, requiring only a minuscule percentage of unsuspecting victims to take the bait. This is why we emphasize the importance of isolating high-value accounts, linking them to a private, lesser-known email address to mitigate the risk of such targeted cyberattacks. For heightened digital security, we advocate for the use of complex and distinct passwords, particularly for essential accounts. Recognizing the challenges of recalling numerous passwords, one can turn to specialized applications for management. However, caution is advised. Choosing applications that store encrypted passwords on personal devices, rather than cloud storage, is essential. For less crucial accounts, a common and recurring password can be employed, though the emphasis remains on safeguarding primary accounts. Cybersecurity experts warn of the vulnerabilities stemming from easily guessable passwords, often derived from personal details like pet names or birthdays. Such personal data, available online through a simple open-source intelligence search, provide cybercriminals a launching pad for tailored attacks. Utilizing programs that will generate password predictions based on personal information is one of the ways they use to guess passwords, as well as exploit the common human tendency of reusing passwords. Consider a scenario where an individual sets up an account on a less secure website using their primary, or only, email and a familiar password. Once this site falls prey to a breach, and it surely will, malicious actors access not only that specific account but potentially any account linked to that primary email. Adopt two-factor authentication, 2FA, for your important digital accounts. Experts have been practically begging users to embrace it for a while. Now widely available across platforms, 2FA ensures that a password alone isn't enough for intruders to gain access. This additional layer of security requires a verification token, typically sent via text message or email, as confirmation of identity. Think of 2FA as an extra gatekeeper, or like a digital bouncer asking, "Are you really the owner of this account, or did you just crash the party?" While the application of 2FA is recommended across the board, it is stressed as crucial for accounts of high significance. As cybercriminal tactics evolve, vigilance in handling emails and social media messages becomes paramount. Experts caution users to be wary of unsolicited prompts, to click on links or divulge personal information. Such tactics, while appearing genuine and often causing panic, remain a leading cause of security breaches. The sophistication of these fraudulent campaigns is growing daily. It is crucial for users to understand that reputable entities, be it social media platforms or banks, will never solicit private details via messages or emails. Should one encounter a suspicious link, it is recommended to manually type the website address into a browser rather than clicking on it. The bottom line: if a message raises eyebrows, there's likely something fishy going on. I cannot stress enough the critical importance of keeping your devices and applications up to date. While daily checks may seem excessive, they serve a vital purpose. Many updates, though marketed as mere improvements, often fix underlying security vulnerabilities. Staying ahead of the curve with regular updates can preemptively thwart cybercriminals who exploit known flaws, thereby significantly reducing the risk of becoming a target. In short, those optional updates are less about optional and more about essential when it comes to cybersecurity. Regular and consistent backups of all your devices are crucial. I recommend backing up mobile devices to computers, rather than solely relying on the cloud, to create an exact replica of a device's contents. Additionally, weekly computer backups to external drives, stored securely, offer an added layer of precaution. While theft often targets the hardware rather than the data, having robust password protection and unique biometric data can deter unauthorized access. The capability to remotely wipe devices offers further defense against breaches of privacy. With rigorous backup routines, recovering from losses becomes simpler. In the event of a mishap, the most one might lose, assuming regular backups, would be a handful of recent data, a minor inconvenience in the grand scheme of things. By diligently applying these safety measures to your critical accounts, you will effectively fortify your digital fortress against the relentless onslaught of daily cyber attacks. Remember, cybercriminals are like fishermen with large nets. They're betting on us to make the mistake that will be their big catch. Don't be that catch. Now that we've covered the bases for individual security, it's time to turn our attention to the corporate world. Essential cybersecurity measures every company must adopt. Let's now turn our focus, albeit in a quick manner, to the corporate arena and underscore the non-negotiable cybersecurity measures that should be on every company's checklist. These essential protocols are universally applicable, transcending company size and budget constraints. Why? Because we're talking about basic digital hygiene, not luxury upgrades. And when I said, quick, it is with the stipulation that the depth of a company's security endeavors will naturally vary depending on the size and scope of its business. There are, of course, more specialized measures, often requiring the expertise of seasoned information security consultants. But let's leave those intricate details to the experts. After all, we wouldn't want to deprive them of job security by spilling all their secrets. Every entity, from startups to global conglomerates, must kick off their cybersecurity strategy with an introspective audit. What's at the heart of their operation? What's indispensable to their survival and prosperity? What are their crown jewels? For juggernauts like Amazon, it's not just about safeguarding vast troves of user financial data, but also ensuring uninterrupted online presence. To put it into perspective, with daily sales surpassing $1 billion, even a temporary outage due to a DDoS attack could spell colossal losses. Distributed denial of service attacks flood a company's website, making it inaccessible to customers. So, let's delve into the essential digital defense measures that every business should embed in its armor. Prioritizing regular software updates is essential. All systems, applications, and software should undergo frequent refreshes, with a keen eye on routinely patching recognized vulnerabilities. Frequently backing up company data, and diversifying storage locations with off-site backups, is the frontline defense in an age where ransomware attacks are the new norm. Why? Because when cyber crooks hold your data hostage for a king's ransom, a robust backup strategy means you lose merely a few days of data, rather than being strong-armed into yielding to their demands. With proper backups, companies can bounce back and continue business as usual, rendering these criminal schemes useless. Encrypting sensitive data isn't just a recommendation, it's an imperative. Companies must wield encryption tools, ensuring protection not only during data transfers but also when data lies dormant in backups. Because in the world of data, it's better to play hard to get than be the one left lamenting a digital heartbreak. Partition your corporate networks into distinct segments, hence ensuring that your critical data and services are tucked away from the prying eyes of average users. As a bonus, this stratified approach will slow down any viral invasions within the network. And let's not forget the digital sentinels, antivirus and anti-malware solutions. They must be installed across all devices and diligently updated. They might not be the ultimate tools against seasoned cyber criminals, but they certainly effectively fend off everyday villains. Activate firewall protection, both hardware and software varieties, to guard company networks against unwanted intrusions. Also, use multi-factor authentication, MFA, which is the corporate counterpart to personal 2FA, to access internal systems and sensitive data because, let's face it, in today's perilous cyber landscape, a password alone is about as secure as a paper lock on a treasure chest. Keep monitoring your networks, scanning for anomalies and unusual activities, be it a surge in downloads or a barrage of incoming external traffic. Such irregularities are red flags demanding immediate inspection. Such monitoring can be done internally with the use of appropriate software and setup, or externalized. Threats could also come from the inside. Imagine an employee about to join a competitor deciding to download a trove of confidential internal company data to take along with him, hence triggering an unusual surge in data being copied on the network, only to be thwarted by the vigilant eyes of network monitoring. Establish a clear procedure for responding to security incidents. This should include steps for containment, virus eradication, recovery, as well as communication protocols. Regularly training your teams, especially those who have access to the most critical parts of the network, is vital. They need to be able to recognize phishing attempts, understand the power of a complex password, and master the art of safe web browsing. I can't emphasize this enough. It is often not the network itself but the human element that is the weakest link in your digital armor. Companies can invest millions in top-notch security infrastructures, but all it takes is one human oversight to potentially let cyber criminals walk right in. Also, on the topic of network users, limit access by applying the principle of least privilege, PLP, by ensuring employees have access solely to the segments of the network pertinent to their roles. Organizations effectively curtail inadvertent overflow. This not only tightens the security net but also fosters efficient compartmentalization. Should anomalies arise, this tailored access approach streamlines the investigation process, making it easier to pinpoint and resolve issues. It is crucial to schedule regular security assessments and penetration testing. Depending on a company's scale and industry, the depth and frequency of these evaluations will vary. Yet, regardless of these factors, the scope of such tests must extend to assessing the digital security awareness of all staff members. While I have talked in a previous article about the usefulness of external information security specialists, it is worth reiterating their unmatched objectivity. IT teams are indispensable, ensuring the smooth day-to-day operations of countless enterprises, and they are generally doing a great job at it. However, when it boils down to rigorous security testing, enlisting professionals singularly devoted to identifying digital weak spots proves invaluable. After all, asking an in-house team to critically assess a system they've designed and maintained might just be the same as asking a chef to critique their own dish. Finally, safeguarding physical infrastructure, servers, data centers, and other pivotal equipment is of the greatest importance. The damage potential from a single malicious USB slipped unnoticed into a company computer can be staggering. And don't think that criminals won't try to impersonate someone to gain that physical access, which would save them a lot of time and give them total control of your company. In essence, a digital fortress is only as robust as its tangible gates. In wrapping up our exploration of digital safeguards, this overview, though not exhaustive, provided individuals and businesses with foundational measures for navigating our digital era with heightened security and tranquility. While no strategy is foolproof, adhering to these guidelines should deter most generic cyber threats. And if adversity does strike, these measures pave the way for swift and effective recovery. It remains to be said that in our digital age, high-profile individuals and prominent companies remain vulnerable to direct cyber targeting, whether due to their stature, industry competition, or potential espionage. As previously emphasized, direct targeting requires a heightened, specialized defense, distinct from guarding against generic cyber threats. Addressing tailored cyber defenses for specific targets wasn't the focus of this piece, as my primary aim was to outline fundamental precautions for the average individual or business. Diving deeper could have gotten overly technical, as well as inadvertently stepping on the toes of my fellow cybersecurity professionals. For those who feel they might be in the crosshairs of direct cyber threats, I would recommend engaging a seasoned information security expert for custom-made security solutions. In this ever-evolving digital era, let's not only prioritize our digital safety but also look out for one another. May you all navigate the online world securely and with compassion.